it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, I think we'll do that. Welcome to the Spano Black Tech. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, it ain't Merry Christmas, so you're not going to hear it. It's all about the ways you can get not only this terrific show and all the programming here on the broadcast network. It's about devices. It's about platforms. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, let me dive in and do just that, Bob. One of the best ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you is via our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. Whether it be iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio, they're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces listen to all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. We're happy and proud to be a part of the tradition here started by Ron Barr at the network. But we also got some Army and Navy coming up in December, Joe. We're going to be down in Baltimore. We'll be doing a show down there, different time slot. But we'll be having some fun and getting all the people that we had and then some from last year. It'll be a great time.
Sure will, Bob. And we'll get you the details as that gets closer in early December. But we have a huge Football Friday on tap. Most of it's going to be football. We'll recap the Thursday night matchup. We'll preview Week 9 NFL Sunday. And in the middle of it all, at 40 after hour number 1, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Dan Illman from the Daily Racing Forum will join us. And we will spend about 15 minutes previewing the Breeders' Cup from Santa Anita. It starts today. It ends tomorrow. But up next, recap for the Thursday night matchup between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. That's next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
As Ryan on the run throws, and that's caught for a touchdown. Levine Toilolo, the tight end, into the end zone. Meanwhile, Taylor Gabriel will run into the end zone for the touchdown. Here's your sixth pass, and it's good for a touchdown to the fullback, Patrick DeMarco. And on second and goal, they're going to throw the fade, and here's Jones, and good luck trying to stop that. Touchdown. Ryan fires, and that is caught for a touchdown by Austin Hooper. And that's going to wrap it up here in Tampa, FLA. As the Falcons trailed early, but not often.
Well, those are the highlights of another thrilling Thursday night football matchup. It's courtesy of the NFL Network. Al Michaels on the call as the Falcons top the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 43-28 at Raymond James Stadium. That's what brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation by dialing us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Bob, and 43-28 really does not tell the whole story in this football game. This was a football game that was tight for a half, as both offenses did a pretty solid job, and neither defense did much of anything as far as getting timely stops. In the second half, the Atlanta Falcons defense continued and built upon their first half success, and their defense stepped up and stopped the Tampa Bay Bucs in a major way. They scored 20 unanswered points through the third and into the early portion of the fourth quarter, and this one was really over at that point.
Yeah, and I think it was a combination of what you said, really good defense going into the third quarter by Atlanta, and Matty Ryan stepping it up and showing what he's been capable of doing this season and really putting the pedal to the metal, as it were, and just accelerating away from Tampa Bay. Very well stated. 20 unanswered points, good defense, solid 43-28 win against Tampa Bay, but it was a close game until halftime, and Atlanta just did what a good team is supposed to do, took it away from the opposition. They're for real at 6-3.
They are, Bob, and they take firm control of the NFC South. And I've got to give this Falcons D credit. You know, coming into the season, I don't think any of us were enamored with this defense. I still don't think we are. But it certainly is better than we thought it would be, whether statistically it shows up or not. From an eye test perspective, they have an ability to make plays. They now get up after the quarterback a little bit. They have some ability to get off the field. Ultimately, this team, in many ways, like the Dallas Cowboys, will go as far as their dynamic and balanced offense will take them. But again, like the Dallas Cowboys, when they've been successful over these last couple of years, the defense is an able passenger. They're far from the star. They're far from able to do it alone. And I think it's the same thing here with the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the past, this defense was something that would hold this team back. Now it's a passenger on the trip. and a complementary piece. It certainly can't do it on its own, but as a complementary piece to a dynamic and balanced offense, this defense, as we see Vic Beasley continue to emerge and some other young pieces emerge, those two rookie safeties, is now a group that isn't a liability and is a complementary piece that helps this offense out.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, and I like the way you put that, an able passenger. There's a lot of defenses in the National Football League that fall into that category. And you know, it's funny, Bud, we've talked about it many times, with all the offensive rules skewed towards the offense succeeding and the defenses being put at a disadvantage, it's really hard sometimes to gauge what is a very good defense as opposed to a defense that's being disguised by the ability of their offense on said particular team. There are some pieces that are starting to fall into place for the Atlanta Falcons. They have some youth. They have some speed. They're starting to get a little bit of size. They're not optimum yet as to what they do on that side of the ball, but they're doing enough. And I think able passenger is a very good way to put it, because if the Atlanta Falcon offense continues to perform at the level that we've seen them perform, and they've had some hiccups, their defense can kind of go along for the ride, step up when necessary, get a couple of turnovers, get some sacks as they did last night, and do just enough to keep the opponent off the board as they did in the third quarter. And Matt Ryan made hay in the third quarter, and you saw the end result, 43-28.
Right. In a game in many ways with that surge through the third quarter into the early portion of the fourth quarter, wasn't that close. Tampa Bay drew closer in the fourth quarter, but it was in essence garbage time. Right. It was an impressive display for this Atlanta offense generally for the entire 60 minutes. Their defense, not particularly good in the first half, very good in the second half when it mattered. They gave up a lot of yards. They gave up a lot of points. But again, as we talked about, a good complementary piece. And in that second half, when they needed to make some plays, they did just that, and they made those plays. For Tampa Bay, their defense was not good at all in this game at really any point. They struggled on defense for 60 minutes because their offense didn't cost them this game. No. Yes, they had that drought through the third quarter, and if you look at their drive chart while Atlanta was putting up 20 unanswered, they didn't do anything. I get it. They had that drought in the third into the early fourth quarter. But this is not one of those losses that you put on a defense, on an offense, rather. Their offense did enough to keep them competitive and perhaps win this game. Their defense did not make stops. And if you want to take the offense to school, maybe in the early going when this was a game, I can't even say that. I'll just say it like this. Their defense just did not take advantage, did not help this team out at all, and did not help an offense that was functioning pretty well in the first half. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I guess you could say that the Falcons helped Tampa Bay hang around in the first half by not taking advantage of some of those turnovers that Tampa Bay offense had. They had a couple of turnovers right in the first half. One that gave Atlanta plus field position. Falcons only turned those into a pair of field goals. I think that helped the Buccaneers hang around. But again, I'm not really going to put this, despite those couple of turnovers, on this offense. This offense generally played well enough to win. They were really let down by a defense that didn't stop Atlanta very effectively all night long.
Yeah, but I think with the point you raise is pretty valid. You know, the Atlanta offense and defense went hand in glove. The Tampa Bay offense and defense did not. And frankly, had Atlanta been able to exploit one of those turnovers into a touchdown, we're probably having a bit of a different conversation in that it would have really been more of a blowout than it ended up being. And their defense did not do them any favors. We talk about how on paper how talented the Tampa Bay defense is. But, you know, when you look at it, Joe, they're giving up points in key situations. I don't want to say they're bad, but they're giving up points in key situations where Kirk Cutter needs them to stiffen, and they're not doing that for them. It's the old bend, not break theory. defenses that break in those kind of scenarios, their teams end up losing a lot of football games. Teams that bend, well, they, you know, you can end up winning a lot of football games. And for the most part, they're not doing that. They're not supporting their offense. And maybe we're overrating the talent.
Maybe, Bob. I mean, you know, this was a defense did nothing for them in this one. And now you talked about it right in the early part of the segment. The Atlanta Falcons now have taken firm control again of the NFC South. They're 6-3. As you said, are they a flawless team? Far from it. They've had their hiccups along the way, but they are 6-3 and in firm control of the NFC South. New Orleans is next at 3-4. Tampa Bay is 3-5. Carolina is 2-5. How do any of these teams catch up to Atlanta unless they have an epic collapse that I don't see coming? I think they got past their hiccup. I think they cruise to the NFC South crown, and they'll be a pain in the playoffs because of that offense. We'll wrap up the Thursday night matchup next and try and preview quickly a couple of the Sunday games from Week 9 next on The Attack.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, it is. You know, Joe, before we went to the break, we were talking Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Atlanta is in firm control of that division. And, you know, ironically enough, and I don't see it happening, but I think the only team that's really capable of making a run at them is Carolina, but they dug themselves too deep of a hole to get out of.
I think that's a fair summation, Bob. This was a game where Tampa Bay had a chance to compete for the division crown. Try and finally win a game at home. You know, this thing where Raymond James Stadium is not a home field edge for Tampa Bay is really odd. It's rather insane, and it's got to be concerning. That said, you went from a situation where you were perhaps competing for a division crown because some strange coaching and some bad losses by Atlanta had frittered away a good bit of their margin for error in the NFC South. Well, your defense gives up almost 500 yards again. And in the last 2 weeks, they've given up over 1,000 yards of offense. And you get blown out 43-28, a game that wasn't nearly that close on national television. And basically, you fall way back in the pack with little chance to catch the Atlanta Falcons. As you said, the team, I mean, New Orleans is better than we thought, but we don't believe they're equipped to put together enough wins to catch the Atlanta Falcons. The team best equipped to do it is Carolina. But as you said, the 1-5 start makes that incredibly unlikely. So you look at it, much like we discussed, it's the Atlanta Falcons in firm control of the NFC South and everybody else chasing with an awful lot of ground to make up, Bob.
Yeah, I think it's just too big of a burden for anybody to do it. Unless, and you said it well in the other segment, unless barring the epic collapse, which has happened with Atlanta before, or key injury, obviously. I mean, if Matty Ice goes down, and I mean, you could say the same about any team when it comes to that kind of situation. But, you know, they're doing enough to get it done. Their offense is certainly Super Bowl caliber at this point in time. Their defense is a work in progress, but it certainly should be enough to win their division.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we move on and start previewing a Week 9 NFL Sunday start with some 1 o'clock action? Mercifully, we don't have to get up at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time and start watching football. We get a little break. We don't have to start until 1 in the afternoon. And you start at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City with the 5-2 Chiefs, who are 3-0 at home, unlike the Tampa Bay Bucks, who can't win at home. They host the 2-5 Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 1-2. Away from home. I mean, well, what can I really say? Kansas City's a 7.5-point favorite, and rightfully so. The realities are the Jaguars are playing awful football on both sides of the ball. We knew that their defense with some of the high-priced and young acquisitions, that combination might be a work in progress. But there weren't a lot of wholesale changes on an offense that was building and growing last year and has taken major steps back, not only Blake Bortles, but as an entire unit. The numbers are bad enough. The numbers when the games matter are worse. Like in the first three, because they get blown out a lot.
Right.
Their numbers in the first three quarters, they are the lowest scoring offense in the league for the first three quarters. I think they score like 10 points a game in the first three quarters when the games are in doubt. And it's not a blowout. It's not a chase situation. So they have some real issues in Jacksonville, and it looks like Gus Bradley's going to be gone at the end of the year. I don't see them going to Arrowhead and solving this problem. Even with Charkandrick West in the backfield instead of Spencer Ware and Jamal Charles on injured reserve, whether it's Foles, whether it's Alex Smith at quarterback, doesn't matter. I think the defense takes care of business. The offense does enough. I like the Chiefs to roll in this one.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised the spread isn't a little larger, to be completely honest, Joe. The lack of production out of the Jaguar offense has been staggering. And, we talked about the mechanical issues that Bortles is having. Unless he figures it out quickly, this is going to be their season. And, you talk about an issue and a possible reboot. I mean, look, you and I aren't giving up on Bortles. The strides he made last year were extraordinary, and mechanics can be fixed. But he's in this funk and malaise that nobody's been figuring out how to get him out of it. And it's dragged the team down with him along with all the other things that you mentioned. Underperformance on all levels on offense and a defense that, although on paper can get the job done hasn't. It's a bad situation. I expect the Chiefs to actually go by more than 7.5. I figure 10 to 14.
Well, the answer to why the number isn't bigger, it is going to be Nick Foles getting the start for the Chiefs, and he is their backup quarterback, and he's a backup quarterback for a reason. But he certainly is a capable one. Although I am inclined to agree with you, the way things are going, I got to agree with you. I'm hard-pressed to see a way that the Jaguars win this one. And by the way, I went out of order, and it was not entirely on purpose. But that said, what we'll do is we'll hit a couple of the lesser games in this segment in an hour or two. We'll kind of double back and hit some of these better and marquee matchups. So we'll double back up the mountain here, and we'll go Steelers-Ravens. We'll get back to the top of this. Another 1 o'clock matchup. 4-3 Steelers, 1-2 away from home. 3-4 Ravens, 1-2 at home. This is M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland, Bob. And this is going to be an interesting matchup in that I don't know what the situation with Roethlisberger is. They have him listed as questionable. If he can actually get under center, even diminished, that might be enough for the Steelers to take this one, as the Ravens are one of many. With Landry Jones under center, we saw their limitations last week, or I should say 2 weeks ago, against New England. And I would have real reservations about them getting a road win. The reason I think we're hearing the talk about Ben returning, number one, he's incredibly tough, incredibly durable. Number two, I think the coaching staff saw, and Ben himself saw, we can't win games without me at quarterback. So I don't know if Ben goes. It's up in the air at this point. He's listed as questionable. If he goes, I think the Steelers find a way to win. If it's Landry Jones, I think the Steelers come up a little short. I don't know that we'll know for sure until sometime Sunday around 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty fair assessment. But you know something? It when Ben went down, we talked about the fact if Landry could steal a game or two and really let Roethlisberger get as healthy as he could possibly be, it would be go into the plus column for the Steelers. He hasn't been able to do it. He is what he is. He's a backup quarterback that I keep hearing people talk about his upside. I don't see this upside. He's a below average quarterback in a league that needs at least an average quarterback as a backup to keep you from losing the season. That's why they're probably going to rush Roethlisberger back. With that being said, as much as they want to win this game against the Ravens are going to want to win it even more because this is kind of their season right here. If they can get to 500 and get the Steelers to 500, they have a real fighting chance in the second chance of the season.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not able to do it and they drop to 3-5 at home, it's going to be a real slog for them to get into the playoffs. And I don't know, maybe I was just misreading, but I expected a little more out of this Baltimore team. Thus far, I haven't seen it.
With me, the jury was out on them. I wasn't sure about their offense, and the offense has come up small, and that's really been their undoing. Again, you know, you talked about Landry Jones and, you know, what is he, what isn't he? And you know, everybody talks about upside. Hasn't he been around long enough in a backup role that there is no more opportunity to show more upside? You know, you look at an A.J. McCarron in Cincinnati. His upside as a quality backup became apparent pretty quickly. You look at a Trevor Siemian in Denver, and everybody's going to say, but he's the starter. Again, his upside as a quality backup has become apparent.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's pretty quick. You know, after you're in the league a year or two, okay. You know, if you get some limited opportunities to play, we know what you are. Landry Jones has been around a few years already, and he's had these opportunities to play. As you said, we know what he is. He is a mediocre backup that's probably not good enough to lead the Steelers' offense to victories when they need it. And this team that when Ben gets healthy and could be one of, if not the most dangerous teams in the AFC in December, and I talked about this before, with this injury, if they lose a bunch of games until they get Ben back, depending on when that happens, This is a team that, despite being maybe the best team or second best team in the AFC, could find themselves on the outside looking in as far as the playoffs just because they didn't have an answer at the backup quarterback position.
Yeah, it's a fair statement all the way around.
And people always get on me, Joe. Teams can't even find starters. How do you expect them to find backups? I get it. But, man, if you're a contender, you make sure the guys like Brian Hoyer and Nick Foles and A.J. McCarron and guys of those ilk, you make sure they're not on losing teams. You go out and you overpay for them the way the Indians and Cubs overpaid for closers that put them in the World Series. It's the same thing. I've made the analogy before, and I don't understand why nobody gets it. It's a discussion that maybe we'll take into hour two. We'll have the entire hour to preview Week 9 NFL Sunday. Maybe that'll be a good place to start. But next up, Dan Illman, Daily Racing Forum, Breeders' Cup preview. We got some fun races on the card at Santa Anita. We'll talk to him about it next here on the Attack, so no flipping.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months.
Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Danny Illman from the Daily Racing Forum. Breeders' Cup starts today, finishes tomorrow. It's always a magnificent event, and he's here to talk to us about it this morning. Good morning, Danny. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, gents. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're doing good. Nice to have you with us again. Danny, let's talk first about the significance of Go West, Young Man, Go West. Santa Anita, all the history, the tradition out there at that lovely racetrack.
Absolutely beautiful racetrack. There's no doubt about it. We're going all the way back to the days of Seabiscuit. I think he won the first ever $100,000 race, the Santa Anita Handicap. There's a tremendous amount of history at Santa Anita. Plus, you get all the celebrities coming out to watch the races. And it's a beautiful setting with the mountains in the background. Plus, this year's Breeders' Cup is just sensational from a star equine standpoint. California Chrome versus Arrogate in the Classic. And the Distaff later this afternoon, you've got three champions, Songbird versus Stellar Wind versus Beholder. And you got 11 other races as well to bet on. So it's a smorgasbord for gambling opportunities.
You are absolutely right. You don't have to tell Bob about Seabiscuit. He was there. So
yes, that's, I was.
That said, let's get to the Classic. Morningline says California Chrome is the clear favorite. But let's talk a little bit about some of his main threats. And how does this one have to play out for him to get knocked off?
Well, I think that the three-year-old Arrogate, trained by Bob Baffert, who, of course, last year won the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup Classic with American Pharoah, he's the horse that that California Chrome has to worry about the most, because his most recent start, the Travers at Saratoga, was just a sensational performance, one of the individual performances of the year, I might add. Not only was it a fast race and track record time, but he just destroyed some of the better three-year-olds in the country, including the Preakness winner, Exaggerator. This is a horse who's very lightly raced. It's possible he is just scratching the surface of his potential. Mike Smith has the mount on Arrogate, and I have a feeling that he's going to make California Chrome run a little bit. If handicappers believe that Travers, the California Chrome might be in for a long afternoon. California Chrome, on the other hand, his credentials speak for himself. He's been very good for a long time. He's won some of the world's great races, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Dubai World Cup, the Pacific Classic. He's been unstoppable this year. And the strategy from Victor Espinosa is simple. Let's go to the front and improve our position. But those two look like the horses to beat. But there is a scenario, if California Chrome and Arrogate perhaps hook up early and knock each other out, it might set things up for an upsetter like Frosted.
Well, you know, you mentioned some of those upset possibilities. Frosted is a good, solid horse. I talk about some of the approaches going into the Breeders' Cup as far as resting, training, the philosophy of some of these trainers trying to prep for this Classic, considering the payday.
Well, most recently we've seen, and I'm talking about 5 or 6 or even 10 years now, trainers are taking a more patient approach to prepping their horses. They are giving their horses more time in between races leading up to the Breeders' Cup Classic. And we see it with Kieran McLaughlin, the trainer of Frosted, who has not run this horse since Saratoga, sort of what Bob Baffert did last year, did not run American Pharoah after finishing second in the Travers to Keen Ice, waited all the way from August to the Breeders' Cup, and it worked out very well. A lot of times the trainers, at least nowadays, are afraid of having a hard prep race 3 weeks, a month before the Breeders' Cup, expecting another hard race, thinking that two taxing races in a row might not have them in peak form on Breeders' Cup day. So that's why we're seeing six-week layoffs coming into the Breeders' Cup. In the case of Frosted, maybe they didn't want to tax him with an effort in the Jockey Club Gold Cup at Belmont, a traditional prep for the Breeders' Cup Classic. In the case of Melatonin, who has already won two Grade 1 stakes races at a mile and a quarter at Santa Anita this year, he has been away from the races from a very long time, since late June, but that was due to illness, physical problems, and I'm not sure that's the way you want to prep for a race like the Breeders' Cup Classic against California Chrome.
You know, it's amazing. You stole my thunder, and that was where I was going to go, Melatonin. As you said, a giant killer and a trainer in David Hoffman, who's had great success in the Breeders' Cup, and he's not a name everybody knows. This horse likes this surface, certainly can get the distance, but has had the long layoff for all the wrong reasons. How do you like Melatonin's chances in the Classic?
I think on class alone, he can get a piece of this race. Again, he loves the distance. He is a little fighter. He's extremely underrated. From a betting standpoint, he's bound to be virtually ignored at the windows as maybe the fourth or fifth choice in this race. It's something of 10 to 12 to 1. But when you consider the layoff, and it's, again, not a layoff by design, and you consider that Melatonin's running style mirrors that of California Chrome and Arrogate, two horses that might simply be better, might simply be more talented, but certainly have recency, more recency than Melatonin, it just seems like he's up against it. I picked him third in the paper simply because of my respect for his ability at the track and distance. But I think a minor award is his ceiling on Saturday.
Denny Illman from the Daily Racing Form joining us here on The Attack. Let's talk about the Distaff a little bit. A lot of intriguing bets and horses in that particular race.
Certainly. You've got three champions. The undefeated sensation Songbird. She's 11 for 11 in her career. She's handled everything thrown at her. You have last year's three-year-old filly champion Stellar Wind, who just missed in the Breeders' Cup Distaff at Keeneland. And, of course, you've got the wonderful Beholder. And all she's done is win 17 of 25 races, $5 million in her career. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly winner in 2012, the Breeders' Cup Distaff winner in 2013, and she's still going strong at the age of six. I can't argue with anyone who picks any one of these three horses. They all have their merits. I think from a gambling standpoint, you might want to let price be your guide. Songbird figures to be the favorite. She's a very popular horse, and you can't knock undefeated. I wonder if Beholder is going to get lost in the shuffle, despite her overall popularity, because she is riding a three-race losing streak for the first time in her career, and Stellar Wind beat her on the square in two of three of those races. I do like an outside post for Beholder. She's been down inside in her last few races. And I do wonder if at a mile and an eighth, she's a little bit more effective at that particular distance than Stellar Wind. The key to the race is Songbird's speed. She's going to go to the front, much like California Chrome is expected to on Saturday. Who will push Songbird? That could be the key to the race. If no one pushes Songbird, she is likely all gone, and she is going to make it 12 for 12. But I have a feeling Beholder's going to run well. She usually does, and maybe she'll end her career with her 18th win and third Breeders' Cup victory.
Now, Danny, you mentioned Beholder. You mentioned the fact Songbird's going to go out to the front, and I think we know that. Beholder likes to stalk. Do you see Beholder kind of right there pushing that pace and maybe leaving Stellar Wind in a position to close late? And if not, who do you, other than those three, which are the big three in this race and the overwhelming three favorites on the morning line, is there any other horse beyond these three that you can see either winning this thing or even getting in the money?
Well, first, from a tactical standpoint, Gary Stevens, from this outside gate, has got to come out running with Beholder, which should not be an issue because, as you mentioned, she has excellent natural speed out of the gate. There are a couple of horses to her inside, however, that Gary's going to play off of, most notably the number three, Carolina, the seven, I'm a Chatterbox, and it will be interesting to see how Victor Espinosa plays Stellar Wind because she has speed as well. If those horses all decide to maybe make a run at Songbird early, maybe Beholder will tuck in a little bit further off the pace than usual, four or five lengths. If none of those horses are interested in engaging Songbird early, I would expect Gary to have Beholder sitting in second, a comfortable spot, and that trip has parlayed Beholder into the winner's circle on many occasions. So her versatility should be very advantageous for her and for Gary Stevens. There are other good horses in this race. Carolina's a nice horse. Listen, she's a Grade 1 winner this year. I'm a Chatterbox is a multiple Grade 1 winner that just destroyed four other horses in the Spinster Stakes. But keep an eye on Forever Unbridled as an upset special. That's the number six, trained by Dallas Stewart. This horse is a multiple graded stakes winner this year, and her running style is she likes to be taken back from off of the pace and make one run. If the pace is hot, and there's a possibility that can happen, Songbird's going to the front, that's for sure. But if Beholder, I'm a Chatterbox, Stellar Wind, Carolina all take runs at Songbird at some point and soften her up, perhaps the last run is the best run, and the last run I think will be made by Forever Unbridled.
Danny, so many races, so little time. What are some of the other races that possibly intrigue you and should intrigue our listening audience?
I'm really interested in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint this year, and I'm really interested in a horse named A Lot, the number nine. A Lot strikes me as a horse that is truly a 6.5 furlong, 7 furlong specialist, but there aren't a lot of opportunities for turf horses at those distances in this country, so he's had to run at distances longer than his scope indicates. He still run well in some of them, and I think that indicates he has a lot of ability. His last race was very, very good at Saratoga, the four-star Dave, at a mile. And his trainer, Chad Brown, excels with horses turning back in distance on turf. Bobby's Kitten, an example, a horse that won the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint at Santa Anita for Chad Brown a couple of years ago. I think A Lot is finally going to get a distance that's going to hit him right between the eyes. He's going to get a lot of pace, and he's 8-1 on the morning line. He's a very, very interesting player tomorrow afternoon.
Danny, we got about 3 minutes or so left. Another race that intrigues me is the Dirt Mile. Take us through, because it's names that non-hardcore horse players know. Take about a minute or two and take us through the Dirt Mile, and then we'll kind of wrap this up and let everybody know where they can go to find your 411 and all your great picks.
Well, the Dirt Mile's on Friday. Do you mean the Turf Mile Saturday with Teppan?
I'll take the Dirt Mile. Let's do the Dirt Mile. That one intrigues me very much.
Well, Dortmund's the big name in that race. He was just second to California Chrome and Nomax second in the Awesome Again Stakes. This is a horse that, from his overall performances, really sort of towers over this field. He's a short-priced favorite. One of my favorite horses is running in this race, however, and his name is Gunrunner, who chased Arrogate in the Travers. He just missed in the Pennsylvania Derby after a very, very wide trip that compromised his finish. I'm going to use Gunrunner, and I'm also going to use Tamer Cuz, who looks like he's rounding back into form for Kieran McLaughlin. This is his third start back, and he's got a lot of class deep in his past performance lines. If Dortmund regresses off that Awesome Again, and that was a hard effort, Gunrunner and Tamer Cuz might make him pay.
Well, Danny, we appreciate the couple minutes. Where can we get all the 411 on you? And maybe drop an exotic on us real quick.
Live.drf.com this afternoon at 4:30 p.m. Live streaming, video streaming, handicapping analysis. Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, both times Eastern time, live.drf.com, free video, handicapping analysis, all through Breeders' Cup Day. For me, I like a lot in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. I'm going to use him in an exacta with Washington, D.C., one of the European entrants for trainer Aidan O'Brien.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime, and enjoy the racing this weekend. It should be a lot of fun.
Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend, guys.
Thanks. That was Danny Illman. Bob joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack from the Daily Racing Forum. Gave us some keen insight onto some of the bigger, I mean, there's 13. The cards loaded over these 2 days with Breeders' Cup races. We could get anywhere near all of them. But we spotlighted some of the biggest races. And I get, you know, he wanted to hit the mile turf. I like that mile dirt. I love that race as well. I did want to hit him up, and I was surprised you cut him off as early as you did. We had a little time. I did want to quickly hit the juvenile and see how these horses are readying for next year's 3-year-old campaign, which gets the attention of the entire sports world because everybody cares about the Kentucky Derby, and some of the prime contenders for next year's 3-year-old campaign are in the juvenile.
Yep, no question about it. And look, we'll have a pretty good idea coming out of it who's for real and who isn't. But again, they're such young horses, we get to play and stay and watch, which is even more important.
Well, we'll tie bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Should be a fun weekend of racing, buddy. Both you and I love the sport. And we love the horses, and, you know, we talk about our dads taking us out to the track when we were kids. And, you know, it's a shame that horse racing has just dropped off to the level that it has. And, you know, you hope that events like this on the weekend kind of give it a little bit of breathing room and pump a little air into it, as it were, because it's well worth watching.
Sure is, Bob. And Danny, one of the best in the business, great handicapper, gives you great insight, and obviously, he's somebody that you've heard on our airwaves before, and you certainly will. When we get back to talking horse racing, as we move through the three-year-old prep season and into the Triple Crown season, Danny's a voice you're regularly going to hear. Anthony Stabile's a voice you're regularly going to hear. Mike Watchmaker is a voice you're regularly going to hear. I've got a whole host more up my sleeve as far as a bag of tricks for Triple Crown season 2017. But we do love thoroughbred racing, and we hate to see it on something of hard times, but you won't even notice that when you watch from Santa Anita the Breeders' Cup. It'll be a packed house, the stars will be there, and you'll see some of the best racing in the world.
It'll be a lot of fun.
It will. What do you say we make way for hour two? We're going to step aside for a moment. And then we'll be back at you with a big hour two of the attack, which will be football, football, football on this Football Friday.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that.
He has spent this entire campaign offering a dog whistle to his most hateful supporters.
Candidates Trump and Clinton yesterday as their surrogates were all over the nation.
We got work to do.
to finish what we started 8 years ago.
President Obama campaigning for Clinton in Florida there, while Bernie Sanders appears with Clinton at one of her campaign stops. And for Donald Trump, his wife Melania says in Pennsylvania of him,
he certainly knows how to shake things up.
While Trump's former nemesis, Republican Senator Ted Cruz, was traveling yesterday with Mike Pence.
And I'm doing everything I can to defeat Hillary Clinton.
The Hill is quoting sources close to House leadership as saying that Speaker Paul Ryan will step down from that post after Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away.
Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In just shy of 2 hours, festivities begin in Chicago to celebrate the Cubs World Series win. Here's Jay Corwin.
Cubs fans gather in Chicago today for a parade to celebrate the Northsiders' historic World Series win. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the parade will be like nothing else.
We're going to have a parade in Chicago that will stand the test of times. Will be a parade that 108 years have waited for.
Festivities begin at 10 local time when the team leaves Wrigley Field. It ends with a noon rally in Grant Park.
Owners of a gasoline pipeline serving the eastern U.S. that suffered a rupture and explosion a few days ago in Alabama say they won't be able to restart it again until Sunday. Colonial Pipeline Company officials had earlier hoped to be able to restart it tomorrow, but they say repairs are not quite done. The pipeline carries 1.3 million barrels of gasoline every day from the Gulf Coast to the Northeast. The shutdown has caused some shortages and price hikes in the East. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Getting some late word about continued concerns about the possibility the Tuesday elections could be disrupted. We've been telling you the FBI and other U.S. intelligence agencies are concerned that the Russians or other outside forces may be planning to create chaos on Tuesday. But now we're getting late word that CBS News is citing U.S. intelligence sources as saying that Al-Qaeda may be planning attacks in three U.S. states on Monday, the day before Election Day.
That we're going to be homeless in Las Vegas for the night.
That woman, a guest at the Paris Las Vegas Casino Resort after a power outage, forced a day and night-long closure of that resort on the Vegas Strip. The hotel now allowing guests to return. Officials say a construction crew had drilled through the main power line in the basement yesterday morning, so guests had to be relocated to nearby resorts. Daylight savings time ends this Sunday morning, and as most Americans are going to be setting their clocks back an hour, emergency officials are issuing their annual reminder that it's also a good time to change the batteries in your smoke detectors.
These little tiny firefighters that are inside of their home need to have their batteries checked on an annualized basis.
That's Emergency Services Manager for Ellensburg, Washington State, John Sinclair, who says your carbon monoxide alarm also needs
to have its battery checked.
So you're reminded to do it when you change your clock back an hour when you go to bed on Saturday night or early Sunday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network.
Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, and all the various different ways you can get this terrific show and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you please explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. There's so many ways to take us on the go, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen, Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, they're the great apps. They're downloadable to any device. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. Last but not least, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And no matter where you're serving this great country, whether it's at home, whether it's overseas, we're just hoping to give you a little taste of home, make it a little less lonely. And let me tell you, we greatly appreciate your service.
Well said, Bob. Hour two of a Football Friday is going to be wall-to-wall NFL. We recapped the Thursday night matchup in hour one. We touched and previewed a couple of the Week 9 NFL Sunday matchups in hour two before we switched over to the Breeders' Cup. This entire hour, we're going to have to focus on all the storylines and previewing all the Week 9 Sunday NFL matchups. And we'll do just that on the other side when we kick off Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up at 800-878-PLAY or hit us up on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll get things started. Next here on The Attack, I'm Spano. He's Black, no flipping.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we've had a fun show so far today. A lot of football, but also some horse racing in between. And we will go back to the National Football League, my friend.
Let's do that, Bob, and let's pick it up with the Browns and the Cowboys. First Energy Stadium in Cleveland, the site. The 0-8 Browns host the 6-1 and surging Dallas Cowboys, who are a perfect 3-0 away from AT&T Stadium, Bob. I don't see how the Browns win this game. They're a vastly inferior football team. They play hard every week under Hugh Jackson. But the truth of the matter is, and they'll win somewhere during this season, none of us will pick it, and it'll be because they outworked the opposition on that given week who looked right past them. I don't think anybody will be smart enough to predict when it happens, but it will happen. But the difference in talent between the Cowboys and Browns is pretty drastic. When you look at last week's game against the Jets, I think it's the perfect example of the limitations of the Browns. The Browns outcoached the Jets. Hugh Jackson outcoached Todd Bowles. I don't think there's any question there. Their players outworked, out-hustled, out-efforted the New York Jets players who threw their jocks on the field and thought because they're the, you know, because they were the 1-5 Jets that they were good enough to win the game. And for the first half, they got dominated. They got their wake-up call and they played reasonably good football in the second half and they corralled the Browns. They're just not talented, Cleveland. And that's going to show here. I think the Cowboys win. Again, as I say, the Browns will win a game this year, and it'll be because they outwork everybody. They don't make anything easy on anybody because of their effort, their work ethic, and the ability of their head coach, Hugh Jackson. But I do like the Cowboys here.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I don't see any possible way that the Cowboys lose this game. I, like you, think the Browns may win one, although I predicted they won't. Yeah, you know, somebody could overlook them the same way the Jets did. But I think the point you made out of all that is that Hugh Jackson, as a head football coach, has these guys performing on a week-in, week-out basis up to the best of their ability. Unfortunately for them, their ability is just not on the level of the good and elite teams in the National Football League, and it makes it difficult for them to win football games. It's going to be a long road back. They will be better next year the same way the Tennessee Titans were better this year. But it's going to have to be a patient process with an owner that's not known for patience. And they're going to have to ride it out and hopefully find their quarterback.
Fair enough. That possibility, where they're going to be drafting in the draft, they'll have that opportunity if they like any of these guys that are coming out next year.
Yep.
If not, they'll be lousy again next year and the year after they can draft Lamar Jackson.
True.
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be so special when he grows up.
And not the Rosen one.
No. Well, the Rosen one's got shoulder issues. It's going to be a while for him. And it's a tough deal for him. More 1 o'clock action. Let's head to Hard Rock Stadium, Miami, Florida. 3-4 Dolphins. They're pretty good at home, 3-1. They host the 3-5 New York Jets, who are 2-3 away from MetLife Stadium. These two teams are eh. I mean, the Jets actually aspire to be eh.
Yeah.
They're not a good football team. They're not particularly well coached. They're not particularly disciplined. They're banged up by injuries. And they're, for a team that's played really bad football most of the year, there's an entitlement to the Jets that starts with the Harvard man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's obviously very smart because he was smart enough to hold the Jets up for $12 million without a gun.
Yep.
But he's not. I don't like him for his skill set, and I really don't like him. I don't like his comments. The organization lost faith in me. It bugs me. You know, and I'm not often bugged by this stuff. You know that. I don't care if they celebrate. But you're going to go out in the postgame presser and talk about the organization losing faith in you? What faith should anybody have in you the way you've played football? And you held this franchise hostage. Had Mike McKagan and Woody Johnson had any stones, they were such, bye. Yep. We're not paying you that price because we know you're not worth it. I'll go sign Brian Hoyer for $3 million and we'll get the same middling results. So that said, they head down to Miami, who now has found something in Jay Ajayi. They found I'm not saying he's going to run for 200 again, but they found an identity of smash mouth running football with Ryan Tannehill able to complement that. Defensively, I would say both of these clubs have been somewhat disappointing. It's going to be 80 plus and humid at Hard Rock, so that'll factor in. The Dolphins are more used to it. I don't see how the entitled, spoiled New York Jets go down. I like the Dolphins.
You know, the only way the Jets win this football game is if you happen to get the good Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that just hasn't been the case this season. For all his mouth, for all his, I'm
too busy
entitled
counting
to this,
his money.
And I'm entitled to that. The production just flat out hasn't been there, and that was the risk reward that the organization ran when they finally re-signed him. I mean, fortunately for them, it's a 1-year deal, and they'll be able to blow him out the door. There's no long-term commitment, but they screwed up. And, you know, hindsight's great, but we had talked about it at length. Hoyer was out there. They should have gotten him. They could not have been worse off than they are right now, and they probably would have been better off. With that being said,
even if you're in the same place as far as what you get out of the quarterback position, and it's likely they would have gotten a little better, I'm talking about the $9 or $10 million you would have saved in salary.
So was
and
I.
you'd have been in a position to spread that around this roster and upgrade in a lot of spots that it clearly looks like need upgrading.
Yeah, maybe get a defensive back that could actually cover somebody. You know, Joe, you talked about...
Well, you need one of those in today's NFL. You only throw the ball 60% of the time.
It's way overrated. You know, you talked about McKagan, and look, all GMs, all coaches will make mistakes. He made a couple of mistakes. More importantly, though, the organization needs to look back and decide whether or not they made a mistake at the head coaching position. And as I've said from early on, the more I look at Todd Bowles, the less I believe he's a head football coach in this league. It's going to be a tough decision for them to make at the end of the year. As far as the game, I like Miami as well.
All right, fair enough, Bob. We'll move on. As I'm wondering if the Jets move on, and I don't know if rebooting coaches every 2 years is the answer. I'll say this. It's going to be a disappointing year. Tough schedule this year for the Jets. The schedule will get easier next year. Todd Bowles is on the hot seat in a major way next year, and rightfully so.
Probably.
And I don't think anybody would disagree with me there. Mike McKagan's not in a great position from the standpoint. Everybody thinks the Jets are going to have salary cap money. They're not next year. There's this idea I hear bounced around by Jet fans. They got salary. They don't have any salary cap money next year. They're not going. It's not going to be free spending Jets that they're going to be able to fix what ails them. They got issues, real issues. Let's see how they address that. More 1 o'clock action. The other New York team, they're doing this a couple of times this year. They usually reserve this for late in the year when both teams are out of the playoff mix. But for some strange reason, Giants and Jets play against each other. Obviously, the Jets are on a road. Giants are at home at MetLife Stadium. They're 4-3. They host the Eagles in an important NFC East tilt where we're kind of going to get some idea of what these teams are. I think, as you do, that both of these teams are two of many. The Giants' offense is hamstrung by one thing, their offensive line. I don't see it getting fixed. The Eagles' defense is good. Jim Schwartz is going to turn them loose, and Eli Manning is going to be under all kinds of pressure. That said, the Eagles start a young quarterback. Their offensive line isn't particularly good. They've done a better job of replacing Lane Johnson, and they seem to have adjusted to life after Lane Johnson over the next 7 or 8 weeks. That said, they don't have a lot of weapons on offense. And I could see the Giant defense. Maybe they can actually get after some people. They're starting to get a little healthier. Mm-hmm. It is in their building. I think it's an interesting outcome, and we'll save my pick for this game for the next segment. You can get into your thoughts on that. We'll finish up the 1 o'clock's, roll into the 4 o'clock. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's Holiday Kickoff. Going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
No, same thing. Or at least it can be. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71 and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We're discussing Eagle Giants. And, Joe, take it away with your evaluation, and I will go with mine.
Yeah, I was just finishing up as the bump music to end the segment so rudely interrupted me.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's funny. I look at this game, and Eli Manning at this point in their respective careers is the better quarterback. Stats don't bear that out. The Giants' offensive line is so bad that it undermines everything on defense, on offense, like I talked about. Defensively, spent a lot of money. Pass rush isn't there. I don't blame Olivier Vernon. He's been very good. His numbers don't always show sacks, but he gets a lot of pressures. JPP is 10 fingers, 8 fingers, 7 fingers, 9 fingers, 11 fingers. It doesn't matter. Here's a guy I said that it was time to move on from him just because he's not a dominant pass rusher, and boy, is he not ever. You know, he ends up putting up deceiving stats against offensive lines that are decimated. He's just not that every down player. He's not a star. And the Giants will move on from him after this year. The secondary, for all the money they spent, due to the injuries,
they
haven't been good. And the Eagles can take advantage of that even with their limited skill position talent. I think the Eagles have done a better job of adjusting to the loss of Lane Johnson than the Giants have done to the lack of talent on their offensive line. I don't know how the Giants handle the Eagles' pass rush. And I think when you're all said and done, despite the Giants being at home, I got to like the Eagles because every time the Giants come up against a team that can rush the passer, they get crushed because Eli doesn't have a prayer. So I like the Eagles in this one. It ain't going to be easy. It'll be ugly. Both defenses will have their moments. Both offenses will have their moments, both in a positive and negative way. But ultimately, I like the Eagles to go into the MetLife Stadium and win.
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants on this, albeit reluctantly.
You always do. You're such a hometowner, and I'm a Giant fan as big as anybody.
No. And I'll tell you the reasons why, though. I'm still not thrilled with what the Eagles are doing to protect their quarterback. You know, they've adjusted a little bit, but not as much as I think you think. And Jim Schwartz did something curious in the Dallas game that I discussed, and I think in many ways cost them the game. You know, he was throwing the kitchen sink at Dak Prescott the entire game, and Prescott was making mistakes. He was making bad throws. He was rushing. He was forcing things. As they got towards the end of the fourth quarter and into overtime, he stopped coming with the blitz packages. He went with a four-man front and went after Prescott, and he had more time to pick and move, and they ended up winning the football game. I want to see what his approach is with Eli. I think they're going to go after Eli in a big way. But if Eli makes a couple of plays to his wide receivers, which albeit is problematic with the protection he gets, I'm curious to see how Schwartz reacts and whether or not he goes more four-man and starts dropping people back into coverage if Eli has any level of success, and saying to his defensive line, go man-on-man against the Giants' offensive line, we can whip them, and we'll win the football game. I think this is going to be a very curious chess match. I could see it going the other way easily, Joe. I could see the Eagles winning it. But I think the Giants will be able to eke one out in this game.
I hope you're right. I really, really do. But, you know, I saw what the Eagles did against an impressive Minnesota pass rush. And they've adjusted in many ways. Again, you don't lose Lane Johnson and have it be easy. But from a scheme standpoint, they've covered it up fairly well. The Giants just are not the pass rush to exploit it, and that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It's going to be interesting. I hope the Giants win. I'm a huge Giant fan, but
I don't like
their chances.
I could easily see it going the other way. I'm just leaning a little Giants.
Let's go to U.S. Bank Stadium, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Looks like a great place. Minnesota? I'm not sold on. I'm not crazy about cold weather. But everybody says the people are nice. Vikings 5-2, 3-0 at home. North Turner out. Pat Shurmur in as the offensive coordinator. 4-4 Lions, who just when you start to believe in them, find a way to lose. They head up to U.S. Bank Stadium. They are only 1-3 away from home, while the Vikings are a perfect 3-0 at home. Minnesota, 6-point favorite. The Vikings defense has to start winning games for them again. And the Vikings have to figure out a way to protect Sam Bradford. They're not going to run the ball. Offensive line stinks. And they're down to Matt Asiata and Ronnie Hillman, who they found on his couch.
Yeah,
Jerick McKinnon will be back eventually. I don't know when AP comes back. He's not coming back this year. If they can keep Bradford upright, they can probably do something with the offense in the passing game. Keeping him upright is the problem. I think the key for the Vikings' success going forward, at least until they figure out how to address the offensive line issues, win with the defense. Last couple of weeks, this defense hasn't won for them. I have a funny feeling they get after Matt Stafford in a major way as they're starting to see that margin in the NFC North close. I like the Vikings to find a way. Like you talked about with Giants and Eagles, would I be shocked if somehow that defensive line again didn't get to Matt Stafford? And all of a sudden, this is a game where the Lions make some hay and the Vikings aren't able to, and it goes the other way. I wouldn't be shocked at all, but I will take the Vikings here despite the turmoil. I think the defense turns it up, and you get a bad Matt Stafford who turns the ball over a few times, and that's the difference.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen a team that has Super Bowl aspirations and has, you know, albeit for a couple of hiccups, played pretty damn good football this year. All of a sudden have turmoil on the offensive side with their offensive coordinator walking away from the team because of quote-unquote differences. I'm wondering what those differences are. They're pretty apparent to me in that the offensive line has issues. You're one-dimensional. You're missing AP. And you've managed to keep Sam Bradford in one piece, which is not the easiest of things to do.
A pretty strong testament to North Turner, yes?
Yeah, that's what I thought, and yet he walked away. And you know, Pat Shurmur goes in there, and there's familiarity, and that's all well and good. So was it going on between the head coach and the offensive coordinator? Was it going on between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback? You know, it's a very odd situation. I'm curious to see how Zimmer puts this together, and I think it's a true test of him as a head football coach. We're going to find out whether or not this is a fractured team between offense and defense, I think, with their performance this weekend. I'm like you. I'm curious to see which way this goes. With the turmoil, I'm kind of leaning towards the Lions. And Stafford's playing pretty good. I understand they're not great on the road, but divisional rival and all the stuff we love to talk about, I'm going to go with the Lions.
Do you want to? Can we stay with this for a second and then start
sure.
the 4 o'clock games in the next segment since
we
have that
time.
Kind of time? Because I thought you brought up an interesting point. Initially, when everything came out, it looked like everything was okay, and it was almost a situation where they convinced Norv to come back for one more season as they saw the window of opportunity wide open and they wanted to hop through it, getting in the new building, and suddenly he had just, you know, grown weary and decided it was best to leave in the middle of the season. You've talked about some of the other things that have come to surface over the last couple of days relating to differences. And it makes me go back and think to some differences that I heard about that go all the way back to early, early in the year. If you remember, North Turner is not a Cordarrelle Patterson fan in that Cordarrelle Patterson doesn't run any routes. He's explosive in space. He's a hell of a kick returner, and you can use him the way the Rams used Tavon Austin, except he doesn't run any routes. So
right.
Norv had trouble fitting him into the North Turner offense, and there was an edict from Mike Zimmer. And I don't know how familiar you are with this, where he talked about, I want you to get Cordarrelle Patterson involved more. He's one of our playmakers.
Yeah.
He has limitations. Find a way. Norv found a way. And I'm thinking maybe that was one of the differences. I've heard people be silly and complain, and I'll call one out, Doug Gottlieb, who I don't respect his basketball acumen. Why would I respect his football acumen? But You're not being honest with you. And he talked about Norv's offense hasn't evolved since the 90s. He's behind the times. It was time for him to go.
No.
You just don't know anything about football. I've watched him elevate everywhere he's gone. This is not a Mike Martz whose greatest show on turf offense couldn't evolve and was getting quarterbacks killed. He did a masterful job turning Stephon Diggs into a developing star, getting a lot out of Sam Bradford and keeping him upright behind, even before the injuries, a suspect offensive line. So I'm wondering what's going on. I'm wondering what the issues are. I'm also wondering what kind of changes Pat Shurmur brings to the table. He's intimately acquainted with Sam Bradford, but when he was the offensive coordinator for Sam Bradford in Philly, and I understand who the head coach was, it didn't work so well. So I'm interested to see what he brings to the table as well. And I'd love to get more of the answers, but I kind of get the feeling there was something brewing under the surface, even if this was going to be Norv's last year. As much as he made it sound like he left of his own accord, it sounded like there was conflict with Mike Zimmer that caused him to decide to change where he worked or changed his employment status.
You know, I'm going to start on it here as we get up against the break, but I want to evolve it into the next act. I heard the same rumblings, and I thought there was more to it than just Norv deciding. Let's leave it at that until the other side, and I'll go into detail on it. This is Spano and Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? Don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
Maybe sometimes, but I don't think so in this particular time. Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we were talking Minnesota Vikings and what's going on with North Turner and the switch over and all that kind of good stuff. And Joe, you know, I think when you look at it from the big picture, getting Cordarrelle Patterson involved was a priority for Mike Zimmer. And he is not a polished football player, yet he is an electric talent. And that's kind of the issue, I think. And I think that's where there was a disconnect between the coaches. I understand the fact that, you know, Patterson's offensive skills as a wide receiver consist of go to the Chevy, I'll hit you there. And, you know, that limits what coordinators could do in a sophisticated offense. As you said about Gottlieb, if he thinks that Norv Turner hasn't evolved, he doesn't know a damn thing about football, which I happen to agree that he doesn't.
I don't think he knows that much about basketball either.
Yeah, well, we'll save that discussion for another day. But, you know, honestly, the fact they've been able to keep Bradford upright, given the limitations on the offensive line, and the fact that they've won as many games as they have without Adrian Peterson is a testament to what they've done as a unit. Now the unit seems to be coming apart a little bit. And it makes you wonder, at least it makes me wonder, about what's going to happen with this team as they go into the second half of the season, because it just, you know, 21 receptions for him for 194 yards is nothing. He scored a couple of touchdowns, but his value has been mostly on special teams. And maybe that's just it. Zimmer is trying to find a way to get an electric piece of the offense more involved. Turner's seeing the limitations. He doesn't see how he can do it. Maybe Shermer feels that he can, and maybe that's the direction they're going to try to go in. I'll be curious to see how this plays out on Sunday, but I'm a little worried about the Vikings right now, and if you're a Minnesota Viking fan, I would be worried about them as well.
I think this is a measuring stick game. I really do. I think this is important. You know, I won't, if this season gets away from them, I won't blame them. You know, they've just been beset by injuries on the offensive line, and if you doubt the value of an offensive line, watch what's happened. It's all I can say. And again, if you're the Vikings and if you're Pat Shermer, go to work on how the Rams use Tavon Austin. And I never thought I'd say go to work on a Rams offense, but Tavon Austin is a similar player. I don't think he runs the most refined set of routes, but he has but he is electric and explosive. Use Cordarrelle Patterson the way the Rams use Tavon Austin.
Yep.
And maybe you can get something out of him, and maybe you can open things up in the passing game for Stephon Diggs, because that's where their offense is going to come from. That's the realities. We'll be watching. Let's move to 4 o'clock action. Let's go to the aging Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The fading Rams at 3-4, only 1-2 at home. You, too, can pay $100 to park your car. Yes. We'll get to watch the Rams host the 2-5, 0-3 away from home, Carolina Panthers. Records do not tell the story. Well, I don't think they tell the story of this matchup. The Rams are limited. Again, I don't know who Jeff Fisher has pictures of in order to keep his job. That said, they have not been able to get Todd Gurley going. Case Keenum is a quality backup quarterback, but is a terrible starter. The Panthers seem to be finding a little something. Well, it may be heading out to L.A., but fortunately the Rams are what's there waiting for you. I think they have enough to go to 3-5 and kind of draw closer in that NFC wildcard chase.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the Rams winning this game. I didn't see the Rams winning many football games this year, but they've managed to fool me. Cam had a nice chat with the commish. He certainly has tried to rally his team around him by saying, hey, look, you know, I'm taking a pounding back here. You guys need to do it a little better. They're playing.
Bitching them out doesn't get them to rally around you. It only gets them mad at you.
Yeah, but you know what it was, and I think legitimately so. I mean, even the referee said, "Look, we missed a couple of late hits on him that he was right about." So there is a certain validity to what he's talking about. Let's see how the team responds. I mean, Cam's weird in that his leadership skills in some areas are lacking, yet his team does seem to rally around him. So if they get the 3-5, are they considering themselves back in it? I guess they are within that division.
In the division, within the conference, I guess, as far as wild cards. Conference is wide open. I'm not saying they're really in it, but they'd be on the cusp of things, and they can only win one game at a time. And
yeah,
they're playing competition that they're better than. They win this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they get the 3-5, they're 2 games back. You know, so I don't know. I think they win the game. Let's put it
that way. All right. There you go. More 4 o'clock action out at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara as the San Francisco or Santa Clara 49ers. Yes. At 1-6, just 1-3 away from home, take on the 3-4 New Orleans Saints, who are not nearly as good on the road as they are at home. I don't know if it matters here. I mean, Kaepernick certainly hasn't been any sort of shot in the arm for this offense.
Nope.
You know, if they can get Carlos Hyde back, maybe they'll have a fighting chance. If Carlos Hyde plays, the 49ers maybe can do something, but the problem is they're a bad football team that plays a hurry-up offense against a team that's better than them. And with their limitations, they don't press bad defenses, which New Orleans is. New Orleans never is impressive on the road. I don't know that they're necessarily impressive here, but I think they find a way to go on the road and win as well as we continue to see the bottom of the NFC West struggle in home games against okay competition.
Yeah. I mean, look, the 49ers are bad all the way around. There's really not much on this football team to like. Kelly's trying to get something established. Unfortunately for him, when his offense hurries up, it leaves his defense on the field, which is a bad thing. Carlos Hyde can make a difference because the defense sucks with the New Orleans Saints. But you know, as bad as the Niners are at 1-6, I mean, hell, give them another week. let them get healthy before you throw them out to the Lions. I like the Saints in this game, too. I think offensively they're just going to overwhelm them.
Let's head out to Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. 3-5 Chargers host the 4-4 Titans. Chargers a 5-point favorite in this one. These are two okay teams. The Chargers could have better fortune, and they found some inexplicable ways to lose games. I kind of think that just means they're a pretty mediocre team. Phillip Rivers is a terrific quarterback who's often left to do it alone. You know, the Chargers have dealt with so many injuries as this season has unfolded, and they keep finding other replacements that are pretty good. But yep, then they get injured. You know, there's just an accumulation of injuries. A lot of guys on this injury report are questionable. There isn't that much left. Joey Bosa, after getting his feet under him, has been incredible. Boy, imagine if they got him into camp early. But and maybe he makes a difference on defense, turning things into bad Marcus Mariota with the turnovers. But I like the way Mariota, even with this terrific running attack, has been asked to do quite a bit and has responded well. He's got 14 touchdown passes on the year.
Yeah, yeah.
I love DeMarco Murray, the NFL's leading rusher, and I don't know. It looks like he's going to play. Derrick Henry, they do get things out of the passing game led by Delanie Walker. That no-name defense is very good, and I think they can get to Phillip Rivers and cause some mistakes. I'm picking a lot of road wins this week. I think the Titans go on the road and win this one and really get themselves and put themselves in very good position to win a very average AFC South.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly understand the passion for the Titans. They've lived up to what you talked about. I like the Chargers in this one. What I really am intrigued by is the matchup of Wisenhunt against Dick LeBeau, two of the great minds on their respective sides of the ball, and they match up against one another. San Diego's found so many different ways to lose. But I just think with the big playability of Phillip Rivers that he's going to make enough plays in this game to win it. And I think a big key to this football game will be how the Chargers get out. If they can jump up to a 10-13-point lead early, the Titans really don't have a way to come back. I think that's going to be the key to it. If they're treading water and this game is tied going into the third quarter, Titans will probably win. If it's the other way around, where the Titans have to come from behind, it ain't going to happen.
Fair enough, Bob. I won't argue with you. It'll be interesting. I think that becomes one of those, I call them benchmark games. I think we get an idea of where the Titans are in this game going west and beating an okay San Diego team that's played better than their record. Last of the 4 o'clockers, 4-3 Green Bay, who I don't think is great. I think they're okay. They host 3-5 Indianapolis, who I don't even think is okay. It's Andrew Luck and, well, nothing else versus Aaron Rodgers and a little bit more in Lambeau Field. I don't think anybody's going to be surprised with where I'm going with this. what else can I say? The Colts did a putrid job in the offseason of improving all their weaknesses. The offensive line still stinks. They still can't run the ball. Luck's limited with weapons because of injury. And what's changed about the defense? Have they gotten any better?
No.
No. Okay. So why would I like Indy to do anything against even a decent team on the road? And the Packers are that decent team. You know, again, Rodgers is a little up and down. They're banged up because they don't have running backs. Their wide receivers are beat up. But their defense is pretty decent. They'll find a way. And Rodgers is one of the few quarterbacks that can still win games when he has to throw it 50-plus times. Packers find a way to win.
Yeah, and he also defends at home. I mean, look, whatever was wrong with Rodgers appears to have been fixed. He's really performing now. He's back to not turning the football over after doing it early in the season. And Luck has nothing around him. I mean, you know, we're going to get a new administration in Washington. They're going to get a new administration in Indianapolis as well after the offseason.
You're not supposed to talk about the election on the radio. It's politics.
Yes,
might
have
upset
yes.
some of the audience.
Yeah, they'll get over it. I didn't say who.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't say who. I just said there's going to be a new administration.
Don't you read industry websites where we debate this stuff and whether what can we get away with and what can't we?
Yeah.
You got to hone your craft, baby.
Yeah, I'm honed. Indianapolis will lose this football game.
Shocking. Hmm? Watch them turn around and win it, make fools out of all of us, which is not all that hard. Sunday night special. We'll start it here. If we have to carry it over to the next segment, we'll do it because we have time. 6-2 Raiders, 6-2 Broncos battle for the top spot in the AFC West in the Oakland Coliseum, where the Raiders don't win. Don't seem they have a home field advantage. I look at this matchup, and the Raiders have a dynamic and explosive offense that, despite some of the yardage, I don't think it's really clicked on all cylinders in that I think they lack some balance. They become very pass heavy. The Raiders receivers are not particularly big. So smaller receivers don't have great success against the Denver Broncos. Nobody runs the ball on Denver. And if you don't throw it a ton to your tight ends and backs, it's tough to put up points on this on that Denver defense. The Raider defense, it's still not good. It's gotten better, but it's still not good. Denver figures out how to make a few plays. Trevor Siemian's smart. They run the ball better. I think it's going to be a very close, entertaining football game. And I'll let you get your thoughts in the next segment. But I ultimately like the Broncos to win and take control of the AFC West. We'll tie a bow around it next. Bob will give his pick on the Sunday night special right after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Jack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Let's thank Danny Ullman for coming on board and talking some Breeders' Cup right away. Joe, you know, it's funny. I've been back and forth in this game all week as I was looking at the schedule, and It's strength against strength in a lot of ways. It's that Bronco defense and their ability to shut down wide receivers against the pass-happy Oakland offense. Oakland's defense hasn't done that much, but they're going up against an offense that doesn't do much itself. And, I, you know, we talked benchmark games before. This is a benchmark game for Oakland. You know, you're going up against the defending Super Bowl champion. They want to establish that they are still the big boy in town. And you got to knock them off that pedestal. Their defense, Joe, 136 points, and the Raiders have given up 203. However, coming off what I think was their best performance against the Buccaneers, I think Oakland will find a way and kind of establish themselves as the new dog out west. We'll see. I could easily see it going the other way, but I'll go with Oakland, whereas you go with Denver.
That's fair. Again, I think the biggest thing that we both said out of all of this, and I think you'd agree, when you analyze a matchup that's potentially as even as this one, it's that it's a benchmark game. Here's where we get measuring sticks, and here's where we come back on Monday and reconvene, and
yeah,
we just kind of say, okay, you know, I get it, and we see where these teams are. So it will be interesting. I think we have more of those this week than we've had the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's a few of those this week.
On that note, we out of here, Bob. Week's over. Hallelujah. Mercy. We get daylight saving. We go back to standard time this weekend. So for those of you, we all get an extra hour of sleep on Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's always good news. We want to thank, as Bob did, Danny Ullman for joining us. We want to thank Robert for pushing some of the right buttons some of the time. Most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano on Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until Monday, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.